Beautiful. Thank you. Perfect. Perfect. Right? So remember two takeaways. Number one, the RDAs are set for, are erroneously set. We have created our, not our own research, there is nutritional research that brings our RDAs to the optimal amount. And then secondly, there's difference between therapeutic amounts and maintenance phases. And that's why your question about, well, gosh, Dr. Glidden just recommended, 12 glucogels. Is that safe for me? It's 100% safe for you. And secondly, the reason why he's doing that is because you are in that acute treatment phase, right? Now, up to this question is that, we get at corporate a lot of questions in regards to medical conditions. My friend has this medical condition or this illness. What products should we take? And for those of you that have talked to Steve or myself or anybody from corporate, you'll hear a standard answer. And that answer is that, we're unable to answer that because of some guidelines. So Steve, will you explain that a little bit more about why corporate individuals as well as distributors have to be very careful when they are relating our products to medical conditions and illnesses?
Sure. Well, first, as distributors, we should not relate our products to diseases. There's something called structure functions. So structures and functions, things like bones and joints or bone and joint health would be a structure function sort of status, let's say. So this product may help build healthy bones. That'd be a structure function claim attributable to, let's say, calcium or glucosamine. Totally fine, so long as it's truthful. The FDA, and this is political, the truth and biology and science and chemistry has little to do with FDA rules, okay? There's a lot of politics involved in FDA rules and guidelines and laws. And so with that said, our area of safe passage, if you will, and what we can talk about our products is the structure function claims and structure function areas attributable to specific nutrients. So things like calcium can help build strong bones and teeth or something like that. And so totally fine. And the company puts a lot of that out there for you to use safely. And so we don't want you getting in trouble. We don't want you getting the company in trouble or causing a problem for everybody else by trying to treat a disease, trying to diagnose and treat a disease. Leave that to the professionals. But you can take somebody's question. You'll get this invariably and frequently probably of, I have so-and-so, what do I take? Well, for bones and joints and for healthy bones and joints or bone and joint concerns, we have great products like the Essential 90 Nutrients, and I would take the GlucoGel or the OsteoFX or the Beyond OsteoFX to promote healthy bones and joints. You've taken their medical question and turned it really into what the answer they're looking for is, how do I support my bones and joints? How do I achieve bone and joint health? How do I maintain bone and joint health? Totally fine. But if you're going to start treating arthritis, now you're in a very slippery slope in a bad spot. And so I don't want you in that place. And that puts you strictly or succinctly in the kind of crosshairs of the FDA's rules that you would be in violation of if you start treating a disease or start diagnosing a disease. And so our products in our world take the professionals kind of out of this answer because they're trained professionals for that, is the structure function support statements that are attributable to the specific nutrients. Now, fortunately with the 90 essential nutrients and a product like Beyond Tangy Tangerine with 115 fruits and vegetables, you have a lot of structure function claims you can say. Now, this also goes back to, when we first formed this company, this was all new to us too. And my father isn't one to hold back on what he believes, right? And so he wanted to be able to tell the world what he understands, what he knows, what he believes, and he does on a daily basis. But when we were confronted with, well, here's the track you can stay on, here's the area you can stay within, here are the lines you can color within, we said, wait a minute, we want to tell the truth. We don't, the lines don't mean anything to us, the truth does. And so we met a person, Jonathan Emord, who many of you have heard of now. And so with knowing the First Amendment and being truthful and wanting to tell the truth, my father championed, along with a handful of other people that have as well, but my father has probably done it to the extreme compared to some of the others, and that is to challenge the FDA. So you've heard about these FDA health claims, and so we, led by my father, have petitioned the FDA on numerous occasions, and we will continue to do so. We're not done. But what we had really hoped, just so you guys know, is that many of the other companies would see the benefit in challenging the FDA, petitioning the FDA with all the science that Dr. Glidden was just talking about. And so we went to the FDA with the science on selenium and petitioned the FDA with prevailing science on the benefits of selenium and reducing the risk of certain cancers and may produce anti-carcinogenic effect in the body. In other words, may have cancer preventative attributes. And we know this to be true. And so we couldn't say it without prior approval because it associated a disease risk reduction with a nutrient, not a drug. And so the FDA has a bias against approving these. You have to supply a mountain of science, a mountain of money, and convince them that they're going to be in trouble if they don't approve the claim. And so my father was able to do that, along with Dr. Gerhard Schrauser and Jonathan Emord and Claudia Lewis-Eng and Professor Philip Wenger. And we sent our team to the FDA. My father wasn't among that team. He should have been, but he wasn't one that went. Dr. Schrauser, we sent the Linus Pauling of selenium to educate the FDA on selenium. Ultimately, they approved that claim, among others, the essential fatty acid claim, for instance, the antioxidant vitamin cancer risk reduction claim, among others. We challenged the FDA on being able to talk about the benefits of magnesium, as said in the physician's desk reference. They don't want you guys to submit and hand out the physician's desk reference chapter on magnesium. You know, it's just that kind of craziness drives my father crazy and me crazy as well. And so to answer your question again, you know, these are the sort of guidelines, laws, and lines of area that we don't expect you guys to understand the 48,000 pages of the Code of Federal Regulations. We don't want you to have to. You shouldn't have to. And so just stick with what the company puts out there for you to use in marketing. You know you're safe within using that information. So
perfect. So, you know, I mean, we get frustrated because we can't help you. You get frustrated because you're asking us a specific question and there's no direct answer. You know, my friend has this. I have this. Why don't you tell me what products I'm supposed to be taking? Here's the thing. One of the cool things about what Youngevity has created is that at the very end of the day, if you read Dead Doctors Don't Lie, some of the work that Dr. Wallach has done, some of the stuff that Dr. Glidden has done, everything leads back to root issues, right? And so that's why there's 8 healthy start packs, healthy body packs. Those are 8 specific nutritional systems that focus on 99.99% of all of the medical and illness names that have been put out there. The best thing that you can do is to say, what, it's not the medical name, let's just throw something out there, I don't know, let's call it diabetes, I don't know, okay, right? And you'll say, well, okay, forget that name. What's the issue? What is your problem? Well, the issue is that you have an inability to metabolize and break down sugar. Oh, so you got a sugar issue. Okay, so let me see if I can find some things that will help you to deal with that sugar issue, right? It's just like Steve said, arthritis. Well, what are you talking about? Where is it? It's in my joints. Well, let me find you something that helps to support your bones, your ligaments, your tendons. We have the ability from the nutritional end to say it and message it that way, but we don't have the ability to say, oh, you have that issue? Well, you need to take these products. I know it's convoluted. I know it's crazy. I know it gets a little frustrating, and you have to do a little bit more work. This is like a little bit more work. It was not digging. Okay, you have to do a little bit more work, but if you find out what the root issue is, then you can actually message it properly through nutrition. Okay, right. So, anyways.
Me.
Oh, yes.
I'm not a doctor, but we have a healthy blood sugar support pack that supports healthy blood sugar.
Oh,
I'm
good.
Not a doctor, but we have a pack called the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack that supports bone health. I'm not a doctor, but we have a pack that's called the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack that supports the heart. Support's a great word.
Yeah.
Right? Supports a great word.
There's a method. There was a reason why there's those healthy eight of those healthy body packs. There's a reason why they are named the way that they are. And people always ask me, gosh, I don't know what products that somebody should start on. It's really easy. There's only eight products for the first 90 days. And that is one of those healthy body packs. And the beautiful thing is, you can't go wrong. Well, you know, she has some digestive issues, but I think she also has some bone problems as well. Do they pick the digestive one? Don't worry, it's 90 days. The cool thing about it is that every one of those packs has the most powerful core set of nutrients that really is going to build the fundamental foundational element of whatever health issue that you've got going on. And that's the 90 for life. That's the BTT, the Beyond Osteo, and the Ultra Effect.
And.
Oh, God.